You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you. Thank you. for a community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Pre-produced at my barn in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 156 of the program. It is a no-repeat new music episode. This is the Midsummer New Music Spectacular for 2026, the Dog Days edition. For anyone following along, which is no one, this has been an exceptionally busy year for me at work, paired with a rather involved vetting process for a new job. I held it together for a while, but May New Music was in June, and now Midsummer New Music, which usually airs on the first Friday of July, is airing tonight on the first Friday of August. That puts me 5 weeks behind. If I squeak out an in-studio this month, I'll be technically caught up, but all bets are off after that. Based on what the next 7-8 weeks of my life looks like, back-to-school new music probably won't be out until Thanksgiving. I have time off in October, so October new music will likely come out after that right away, and that will be the 10th and final new music episode of the fiscal year, right before Fun Drive. So I'm going to make it. I know it doesn't matter, the world does not stop turning if I don't pack in 10 new music episodes a year, but it matters to me. I need my new music. And here it is, Midsummer New Music for 2026, the episode that would have aired July 3rd. For this episode, I researched about 7 weeks or so of all of my recurrent sources. I did only look at 1 month of Blaylocks, and I'm getting concerned about the future of the Blaylocks Indie Rock playlist now that traffic is not being directed to their website. Some positive news is that their ears must have been burning at CITR and KALX UC Berkeley, because CITR is back to releasing weekly charts more often than not, and UC Berkeley is back, seemingly better than ever, with a lot more turnover, aka variety, in their charts. CITR has always had a lot of turnover, which I've always appreciated. Keeping score, Bandcamp Mailbag has 8 songs from 6 artists. The Earshot National Top 50 had an outsized showing with 6 songs from 6 artists. From there, Earshot Distro and the David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel have 4 songs each. KALX and Blaylocks have 3 each. And CITR has 2 songs from 1 artist. Pitchfork and Spotify have 1 song each. There's 1 tangential find, and the CJSF playlist was shut out. Of the 33 songs on tonight's play sheet, 30 are ostensibly new, 3 are backdated, and there are no randoms. There are a lot of returning artists on the show tonight, including Elizabeth Whittington, Black Marble, Smirk, Devin Parkin, Sweeping Promises, Kurt Vile, Of Montreal, and Porches. I can safely say that this is a fairly massive show. Starting off the show tonight was a continuation of the dance vibes from May New Music in June. That does not continue. First off, it was Lance Desardi from a Barry Can't Swim DJ compilation, followed by Gedra Gedra from Morocco, and then Donna Allen of Chronophage reworking a 1983 Crow People song with James Brown and Program Drums. A and housekeeping upcoming, I turn things down a notch. And then in the big set, it's back to the indie rock.